As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air, and be a part of it. Welcome to our Wednesday, August the 11th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, always good news. Lots of that today, hard facts certainly. And from time to time, we even advance workable solutions. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion there. Or you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me on air again. That's 904-8014 out of the area code 512-CONSPIRACY. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter Mo, the Big Mo, 65647. Big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Well, yesterday, the Federal Open Market Committee report was seen as bad news by the investors. As a result, stocks plunged, metals, commodities, and currencies all declined as the U.S. dollar index inches higher. We'll talk about that this morning in our market reports. U.S. Senator Ted Stephen dies in an Alaskan airline or airplane crash. We'll talk about that briefly as well. Of course, most of the day, we'll talk about the National Ocean Council, the Coastal and Marine Spatial Planning, Chapter 17, Agenda 21, Legal Research for Paralegals, Hugo Grotius, the Free Sea, and a lot more. Let's go into that market report for this morning, August 11th. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We find gold kind of taking a correction and coming back up, moving back up out of a rather precipitous decline. But it turned and went the other direction. Gold at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time was up $2 at $1,205.80. Silver was off a dime at $18.21. Platinum off $5 at $1,536 an ounce. Palladium off $2 at $473 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, it's bullion gold there, folks, 1,194.70 for a low, $1,209.10 for a high. But at $1,205.80, your gold is up year to year, $260.60 for a 27.57% return on investment. If you're in the gold and silver stocks, you might have seen much better returns than that, but 27.57% is not at all bad. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags. Perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com. Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the OracleBroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again on our Wednesday, August the 11th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. You're welcome to call in throughout the broadcast. Again, we find gold trading up $2 at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time at $1,205.80 an ounce, silver off a dime at $18.21 for a troy ounce of silver, platinum off $5 at $15.36, palladium down $2 at $4.73. It's across the board, folks. It's red ink all over the place. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market again, $1,194.70. For a low, $1,209.10 for a high. The boys in London this morning, the London Bullion Market Association, the price fixers that they are fixed the price at $1,198. But even though gold went down and visited that area, that went right back up again into the 1200s one more time. The SPDR gold shares unchanged overnight, holding 1,282.75 metric tons, ostensibly, as they report on their website, in their treasure chest, but on the street, that values out at about $49.17 billion of gold. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 55 at 10,644. The NASDAQ closed down 29 at 2,277. The S&P 500 was off 7 at 1,121 this morning. Crude oil is off a buck at $79.25 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. And the U.S. dollar index, the only indicator in our chart that we maintain every morning here, the only one that is up. The U.S. Dollar index bumps up 73 basis points and trades at or exchanges at or is posted at 81.61 on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website. This is a trade-weighted basket of currencies. Of course, that impacts, and you can expect to see the reflected in the foreign exchange rates this morning, where we find the Canadian loonie down 111 basis points, or 1.11%, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 96 cents. The Mexican peso off a full point, down at 1.00%, 1%, but yet it still exchanges at 8 cents U.S. The euro losing ground, it drops down another 152 basis points, or 1.52%, and is exchanging at $1.30. It's paired off about 3 cents this past 7 or 8 days. The British pound moves down as well off 86 basis points. It exchanges against the U.S. dollar at $1.57 per pound. The Swiss franc moves down 47 basis points, continuing this decline, and they exchange at 95 cents U.S. The bond market, of course, this is what we were expecting from the Federal Open Market Committee's report, but the bond market continues to decline. The yield is lower on the U.S. Treasuries. The two-year yield this morning is 0.50%. The 10-year is yielding at 2.72%, and the 30-year is at 3.97%. Of course, that helps the mortgage markets. The 15-year mortgage correspondingly moving down this morning from 4.13% a month ago to 3.96% for those 15-year fixed mortgages. The 30-year mortgage moves down from 4.63% a month ago to 4.53% this morning, and the prime rate stands at 3.25%. Of course, the overnight rate is 0.25, and that's where that's standing for a while. That's the basically very exceedingly low interest rate. Lots of action going on in the calendar for this week. Of course, yesterday at 2:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Federal Open Market Committee had their meeting, and they've had their report out, and of course that impacted everything just as we thought it would. We'll cover that in a moment. But today you've got the International Trade Report out, and there's a Treasury budget that's going to be announced later in the days at 2 o'clock Eastern Time. But let's go into some of these reports that are out today. This is the one that everyone was looking for yesterday, the FOMC, Federal Open Market Committee announcement. And this was released yesterday at 2:15 p.m. Here's the highlights right off of the Econoday website. As some had hoped, the Fed, that would be the Federal Reserve, the Fed will engage in some new quantitative easing. Now, for those of you who just came out from underneath a rock and you don't know what quantitative easing is, it's basically just creating money out of nothing and buying it into the marketplace. Not exactly a good program. But anyway, the Fed will engage in some new quantitative easing. That's not necessarily good news. The market didn't think it was good news either. To keep the level of the balance sheet constant rather than to further expand its assets. The Fed, of course, left the Fed funds target unchanged at a range of 0 to 0.25%. And that flies in the face of what a lot of people think would be a better strategy, which would be to raise the interest rates. But, continuing, the somewhat controversial language that rates are expected to remain low for a quote-unquote extended period was retained. And of course, this controversial language is what all of the analysts were poring over during the afternoon yesterday before closing and overnight and throughout this morning. It's the language that gives us some window of opportunity possibly to understand what Benjamin Shalom Bernanke and this Federal Open Market Committee may have in mind going forward. On the news, equities rose, cutting losses for the day, as they say, so far. Well, we can see that it closed down across the board. So that didn't help. The Fed's balance sheet strategy has been adjusted a bit. The emphasis is on keeping the current size of the balance sheet by reinvesting payments on agency debt and mortgage-backed securities into longer-term treasuries. That would be your 10 years, your 30 years, and so on. Very likely. and this is consistent with many Fed officials' view that the Fed should not be tinkering with specific private portions of the credit markets, mortgages, for example. Tinkering with the market. This is market manipulation. This is market rigging. You put any kind of an adjective that you want to describe that. To help, this is a quote, to help support the economic recovery in a context of price stability, the committee will keep constant the Federal Reserve's holdings of securities at their current level by reinvesting principal payments from agency debt and agency mortgage-backed securities in longer-term Treasury securities. The committee will continue to roll over the Federal Reserve's holdings of Treasury securities as they mature, so they keep putting it back into this bond market. Excuse me. A late night last night, lots of talking yesterday. A key question from this newly adjusted strategy is whether the Fed will end up monetizing the federal government debt. Monetizing government debt. Not a good sign. That'll depend on whether the Fed unwinds its balance sheet prior to a buildup of inflation pressures. Currently, the Fed sees inflation as subdued and not an issue to slack resource utilization. Well, there's more on this that's coming out. Let's go to another article. Certainly, you can find all of this up on the Bloomberg website. You go over and look at the economic calendar, and you can pull it all up for yourself. We're going to go into international trade and other issues, wheat, gold, stocks, and other articles after these words from our sponsors.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Me Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And though I rarely do it, just simply because it's sometimes, a wash in technical issues, I'm going to try and play a sound clip here off of the Bloomberg website. Christopher Lowe, the chief economist at FTN Financial, is talking with Bloomberg's Mark Crumpton about the outlook for Federal Reserve monetary policy. That's a report U.S. companies hired fewer workers than forecast last month, intensifying a debate among economists over whether the Fed policymakers will take an incremental step this week towards providing new stimulus. Let's see if we can get this to play properly. And chatters in the chat room, please let me know if the sound volume is correct. Let's see if we can get this guy to go. Let's see if we can get it to go.
The Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee meets tomorrow. There's a lot of speculation what the central bank might do after last.
Seems to be playing around. Let's go. Come on. I'm trying to wait for it to do something proper here.
Last week's disappointing employment numbers. Joining us now is FTN Financial Chief Economist Christopher Lowe. Chris has tracked the global and U.S. economies for more than 20 years, and he serves on the Bond Market Association's Economic Committee. Chris, welcome back to Bloomberg News. Always good to have you on.
Good to be.
I'm going to have to stop it right there. I'm not getting enough volume out, and I'm not seeing anything responding in the chat room. So nothing new on the policy here. Good volume. The volume was good. Okay, very well, then. I'll go ahead and continue. Let's go ahead and try
here,
again.
We're talking a lot of things, but one thing that does stick out for a lot of people, those employment numbers that were released last week. Is that going to factor into what the Fed's Open Market Committee does?
Yeah, I think absolutely. Remember, the Fed has that dual mandate, right? They're supposed to keep inflation under control, but they're also supposed to promote full employment. And what tipped it off for me was during his testimony when Ben Bernanke said, his mid-year testimony, that he doesn't expect the kind of employment growth that will bring a rapid decline in the unemployment rate. To me, that's an indication the Fed is starting to worry about hitting that full employment goal anytime in the next 3 or 4 years.
So how do they hit that full employment goal? Is there going to have to be more quantitative easing? Is the Fed going to have to look at stimulus? What are they going to do?
Well, that's exactly it. We're out of room for fiscal stimulus, and Bernanke said as much during his testimony. There's not much you can do there. We can't cut rates. We're already at 0 to 25 basis points. So that leaves quantitative easing as the only effective solution at this stage.
Well, what effect does that have on investors if they see that coming?
Well, the way that you can play it, there's two things. One, quantitative easing, of course, is when the Fed goes out and buys longer dated assets. The goal is to drive interest rates down. So one thing people are doing is they are buying longer dated treasuries already in anticipation that's what the Fed might buy. And you can see it in 10-year note yields, which have fallen from above 3% back in April to about 2.8% now. The other thing, of course, is it's boosting stocks because it reduces the cost of borrowing.
And Chris, we're taking a look at that 10-year yield right behind you right now, a 5-year chart there, and you can see there's a lot of action going on there.
Well, that's right. We're basically looking at the lowest 10-year yields since the 1950s, with the exception of that very brief window during the financial panic of 08 when they were lower.
How does the Fed avoid being behind the curve on this one?
Well, that's going to be a challenge now, because the idea, which was initially discussed by just a few analysts maybe a month ago, has now caught fire. And so with investors not only looking at the possibility, but actually expecting the Fed to engage in further quantitative easing, there's a risk of disappointment, of a backlash rise in yields if they don't actually follow through. So I would think the best way to get mileage out of this from the Fed's perspective would be just to talk about it at this meeting and give some indication of that in the Fed statement tomorrow.
What's the key piece of data that members of the committee are looking for? Is it GDP?
Well, GDP is important. Obviously, that's your indication of whether or not you're in a recession and whether you have the kind of growth that can give you jobs. But ultimately, jobs are the most important thing right now, as long as inflation is under control, which it clearly is. So with low inflation, I think the most important thing is that non-farm payroll number.
Okay. The one concern I would imagine that Mr. Bernanke and his colleagues have is that the economy might be losing momentum. It might be losing steam. And you correctly point out the jobs issue is number one here. But then part and parcel of that would be consumer spending. And if consumers don't have jobs or if they feel they're going to lose their jobs, they're not going to spend. This is a double-edged sword. How do you find your way out of this maze?
Well, that's right. If you look at what happened in the second quarter, the Fed's commentary on the economy evolved even as the economy evolved. We came out in April quite strong. The April data suggested GDP growth might be 4%. By the time the quarter ended, with May and June data in hand, it was 2.3. So we had this significant loss of momentum over the course of the quarter. And the Fed's rhetoric went from everything's fine, we're in a sustainable recovery, we're starting to see a decline in the unemployment rate, to this comment just in the last couple of weeks in this testimony that we've lost that momentum. So I think it's as you said, it's all part of the same thing. And by lowering borrowing costs, perhaps by stimulating some mortgage refinancing, and remember that mortgage rates are tied to those long-term treasury yields,
yeah,
that might be enough to give consumers some spending power and give us a boost back up to something better.
What do they do if quantitative easing doesn't spur job growth? What do they have any more silver bullets? What do they do?
This is the last clear thing that the Fed can do. There are some other options. One possibility would be going back to what they did in the 1950s, was announce a clear target for 10-year note yields and then actually buy whatever it took to drive the market to that target level. Bernanke mentioned that in his famous deflation won't happen here speech all the way back in 2003. He could dust that one off. But I think this will be enough, at least initially, to give the market a boost and hopefully the economy a boost.
And Chris, in our last 15 seconds, just your thoughts. For the first time since 2007, U.S. investors own more treasuries than foreign holders.
Right. And that's another significant shift that's taken place. People have been burned badly enough, and it's mostly that drop in the stock market in the last few months, that they've gotten very, very conservative. We've seen a huge uptick in households buying bonds, and specifically treasury bonds. That in itself is helping. The fact that treasury bond yields are under 3% is a boost for the economy and should help.
Christopher Lowe, Chief Economist, FTN Financial, joining us here in the studio. Chris, always good to have you on. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Good to be here.
Coming up.
And there you go, folks. And so what we're looking at there is that Benjamin Bernanke is, according to these analysts, flat out of silver bullets. And so they're coming back in with the idea of quantitative easing, seeing what can be done with that, throwing more good money after bad. They don't really have a plan. They don't have the jobs. They recognize that without jobs growth, there can't be any consumer spending. Without consumer spending, there can't be any increase in the GDP. And so things just go from bad to worse in a New York minute, as we say, on Bloomberg. And so now let's take a look at the international trade, the highlights right off of EconoDay. The U.S. appetite for imported goods rose in June, but not overseas, as U.S. exports fell. So in other words, even though we are still, because we don't have the manufacturing capacity here in the United States of America any longer, even though we are still importing want and abandon, I guess, I don't know how you would say it, people in other countries are not buying our stuff. And that's really a problem. The overall U.S. trade deficit spiked to $49.9 billion from $42 billion in May. Well, we'll cover a little bit more on that international trade on the other side of this. Thank you. Stay with us.
The home of Cutting Edge Talk Radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again. The June shortfall was much larger than the market forecast for a $40.25 billion gap. Again, we're talking about international trade. Exports fell by 1.3% following a 2.5% gain in May. And so you balance that out. Month to month, it's a 1.5% gain. Overall imports advanced 3% in June after rising 2.8% the month before. Then it continues by end-use categories. The drop in goods exports was led by $1.4 billion decline in capital goods, excluding autos, also slipping, where industrial supplies, I guess in America today, when we talk about industrial supplies, we're talking about paper napkins and straws down at your local Mickey D's. Also slipping were industrial supplies. I guess that would be mop fluids, you know, for washing the floor, maybe floor wax or something, down $1.0 billion. And foods, feeds, and beverages. We've talked about this food, feed, and beverages. Food is what humans eat. Feeds are what other animals feed in the humans and other animals paradigm. And beverages, of course, that would be all of the things we drink. But those were down $0.3 billion. Exports of consumer goods and autos posted modest gains. The advance in imports was widespread outside of oil. Consumer goods surged $3.1 billion. Autos were up $1.3 billion. These are things that we're importing, all right? We're importing other people's automobiles. We're importing other people's consumer goods. And then capital goods, without the autos, increased by $500 million. Foods, feeds, and beverages rose marginally. Industrial supplies, which include oil, fell $0.2 billion. Equities dipped further on the news. Already futures were down sharply after news of slower growth in China, and a downgraded outlook from the Bank of England sent equities down overseas as well. And so we saw all of that in the news overnight. You can find out much more about that yourself, and I encourage you to do so, visiting the Bloomberg, for instance, website, where you can actually, between Bloomberg and Kitco, you can start to track for yourself much of these same indicators that I bring out every single day. I hope that you're not turning to me for economic information and that you learn to rely on yourself, become self-reliant, learn how to find and track this information for yourself. Things in this marketplace today are very hairy, as they say, and can change almost overnight. And you don't want to find yourself basically depending on someone else to come on the air and say something positive or negative. If you're invested in any of these markets, you need to be tracking them for yourself, paying very close attention, and looking out for your own financial future. This article off Bloomberg, Rudy Rittenberg and Lucy Ann Javier, August the 11th, New News. Wheat may fall on speculation world supplies will fill the Russian export gap. Now, this goes back to my report on Monday, where over the weekend and previously we heard all of this, you know, hair-raising news about Russia, the wildfires, the heat, and the drought, and, you know, boy, you got to stock up on those wheat and watch out. Well, like I said, wheat is grown in abundance worldwide. No one place, no one country, no one export source is going to really materially alter it. The last time we had the big wheat scare, I went to the store and I bought pounds and pounds of whole wheat flour and white flour and put it all up in 5-gallon pails with dry ice in them and bags and so on. You know, and as it turned out, it was just kind of an exercise in preparedness, but it really didn't, hasn't translated into much. The prices on the shelf for quality whole wheat bread is still around $3.25 here in southwest Missouri, which is, even though it is high, it's not unbearable. Wheat may fall for a fourth day in Chicago, that'd be the Chicago Board of Trade, in Chicago on speculation that sufficient global supplies and a bigger harvest in the U.S., the largest shipper of the grain, will make up for a Russian ban on cereal exports. Okay, so everybody relax, you know, relax, relax, your wheat is okay. Wheat for December delivery was little changed at $7.27 a bushel on the Chicago Board of Trade at 1:30 p.m. Paris time, rebounding from a slide of as much as 1.3%, so on and so forth. Global stockpiles of wheat remain robust. They use the word robust enough to offset the effects of falling production in Russia. So hang on to your socks, folks. We're not going over the edge on wheat yet. Here's another article off Bloomberg. Gold declines as the dollar regains ground after Federal Reserve's debt plan. Now, you can expect Bloomberg, particularly, and CNBC and CNN and the rest of them, Fox News, anytime they can find a place to poke gold, they will poke gold, because J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs and all the members of the banks of the London Bullion Market Exchange are in the process right now of covering their shorts and trying to actually find physical to back up all the contracts they got floating worldwide. And so the whole idea is to continue to keep the jackboot right on gold and silver as long as they possibly can, but they're not doing too good on that. Today, it's exceedingly difficult. I stopped at a gold broker nearby yesterday when I was out and about, and he had no product to offer on hand. So it was one of those things where you do the same. You pick up the telephone and you call any of the various gold brokers that you trust to buy gold, but on hand, gold, none. Gold declined in London as a strengthening dollar curbed demand for the precious metal as an alternative investment. I'm going to say that again. Gold declined in London as a strengthening dollar curbed demand for the precious metal as an alternative investment. And I would just challenge you today to pick up your telephone and get on the telephone and see if you can find fractional gold any place in the U.S. And if you can, you might consider acquiring it. And the same goes with silver. How much are you going to have to pay for silver today? Can you find a source for silver? A lot of the dealers out there are selling silver at a record pace right now. So about demand, I don't know. I think that's kind of a bit of a smokescreen. The dollar climbed for a third day against the euro on concern the economic recovery is waning. Bullion typically moves inversely to the greenback. Now, the author here is just basically, you know, blowing smoke up your stovepipe. It's been well over a year in my own tracking that the dollar and bullion were inverse partners. They're completely decoupled. They're totally unlinked. There are two things operating, and more people are looking at gold and silver as currency than they are looking at these phony USDX numbers. You know, and the greenback, what is the greenback? These guys are just, they're just basically rewriting history. The Federal Reserve yesterday said the pace of economic recovery is likely to be more modest in the near term than they had been anticipated. Well, that's putting it mildly. We heard the clip. And reversed their plans to exit from aggressive monetary stimulus. Gold, here's a quote, has come under a bit of pressure on the back of dollar strength, said Narayan Gopalaskarakaraka, or whatever, a Geneva-based trader at bullion refiner MKS Finest SA. The metal, quote, will continue ticking along with the euro and may trade between $1,185 and $1,210 an ounce in the coming weeks, he said by phone. And there are many who are looking at this, the price of gold, even down into the 1,100 range or even the high tens. But a correction at this particular point, correction downward, would maybe perhaps take some of the tension out of the marketplace and set us up for a much higher rebound in the weeks and months ahead. And Katie, bar the door, if the United States and Israel declare a war on Iran, who knows where it'll go at that point. Immediate delivery bullion lost $4.90 to $1,199.35 an ounce at 12:51 p.m. in London. And it continues. So there's more that's going to happen as regards the gold and silver in the weeks ahead. Let's go up here just a little bit more, pick up just another economic article. Stocks fall, treasuries rally as the Fed signals a slowdown. Okay, so we heard it right out of Econo Day. We heard it off of Bloomberg as of yesterday. Now here's a little bit more from Stephen Kirkland after the FOMC meeting. His article reads this way. Stocks in U.S. index futures dropped and treasuries rose, sending the two-year yield to a record low after the Federal Reserve said the recovery is decelerating. Recovery is decelerating. Well, it's not just decelerating. The car has stopped and everybody's already got out and they're standing back wondering how they got that many clowns in one small Toyota. The yen appreciated to a 15-year high per dollar. And it continues. The Fed said it won't unwind stimulus measures designed to support an economic recovery that is weaker than previously anticipated. An economic recovery weaker than previously anticipated. It's clear the Fed no longer sees the economy to be well on track, quote unquote, said Marcus Ernst at the UniCredit SBA in Munich. Anyway, we'll pick it up there right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at powerofthepursemovie.com. Again, that's powerofthepursemovie.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags, perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled S-E-A-Panel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com. Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC-accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So I hope we can all understand that whatever goes around in the United States goes around the world rather rapidly right after that. More than 20 stocks fell for every one that rose in Europe's Stock 600 index. Raw materials companies led the decline with the Rio Tinto Group, PLC, slipping 2.6%. Well, there's so much more in the financial news. We could go on endlessly, but let's not do that. Let's go over here. This is a rather unusual story for Bloomberg this morning. As regards young ladies developing breasts and, coming into their puberty, really, before they get out of short clothing, this article off of Bloomberg Businessweek, many girls now begin puberty at age 7 or 8. The rise of or the rate of early onset has doubled for 7-year-old white girls, a study finds. I find the headline here rather misleading and offensive, but they mention 7-year-old white girls, and we're going to find out a little bit more about that in this article. Monday, August the 9th, Health Day News, the onset of puberty is continuing to drop among American girls, with many girls as young as 7 and 8 now showing the beginnings of breast development, new research shows. All right? You got to be real careful with articles like this, folks. Typically, I would drop this just like a hot potato pie from McDonald's into the nearest garbage can. But I just thought I'd share it with you because it has a little bit to do with the obesity and worshiping our belly gods and things like that as well. Again, American girls, with many girls as young as 7 and 8, now showing the beginnings of breast development, research shows rising rates of childhood obesity, long linked to earlier sexual development, may be to blame, experts say. So you got that happy face little cherub, that, 30, 40-pound overweight toddler, and you're wondering, how their life is going to work out. Oh, they look so sweet, right? They look like Winston Churchill or something. And they're grossly overweight. But, of course, the parents are grossly overweight, too. It seems that grossly overweight seems to be an understatement in this country. Well, maybe it's not just that people are grossly and grotesquely overweight, but if you use the height-to-weight ratio, most Americans are about 2 or maybe 3 or 4 feet too short. But anyway, the rising rates of childhood obesity, long linked to early sexual development, may be to blame. I don't imagine it's any of the contaminants in the plastic and the things that they put in children's food and on the BPA and all the rest of it. No, that doesn't have anything to do with it. But in the study, more than 1,200 girls aged 6 to 8 from Cincinnati, East Harlem, New York, and San Francisco were examined on two occasions. That's a real deep study, right? On two occasions between 2004 and 2006 by two different female pediatricians or nurse practitioners. It's not like this is some, you know, great piece of science here. This is, you know, just take it for what it's worth department. Here's the quote. We wanted to be careful not to mistake fatty deposits for actual breast tissue, explained study author Dr. Frank Biro, the director of adolescent medicine at Cincinnati's Children's Hospital. Among 7-year-olds, about 10.4% of white girls, 23.4% of black girls, and notice white girls is lowercase w, black girls, whatever that means, lowercase b, and almost 15% of Hispanic girls, capital H on that Hispanic, by the way, had started developing breasts. The team reported, notice the difference here, 10.4% of white girls, they gave them that up in the headline, but 23.4% of black girls. You know, you could take that black girl out and put in capital N Negro and keep it in line with the capital H Hispanic. There's no reason to capitalize the W in white because for the last 2,000 years, historians and writers have used white as a lowercase ever since the time of the Hellenes. Anyway, among 8-year-olds, 18.3% of white girls, about 43% of black girls, and just under 31% of Hispanic girls, why couldn't we just, you know, say girls? Well, they're not, showed evidence of breast development. So it looks to me like the black girls are coming into puberty faster than the white girls. Are they more prolific by nature or what? The Hispanics, they're rather prolific too, but the white girls are not coming along as quickly. The figures suggest a rise in early onset puberty compared to other studies conducted earlier. For 7-year-old white girls especially, they show a doubling of the rate form, the rate from as recently as a decade ago, Bureau said. One study found that about 5% of white 7-year-old girls and 10.5% of 8-year-olds were showing breast development. And then it continues on, talks about experts, and they're all alarmed and stuff like that. I thought it was rather interesting. Diet does have a lot to do with our health, and these kinds of stories just point to the fact that we're being poisoned, not only in our food supply, not only from the standpoint of the water that we drink out of the tap and water that is used to as canning ingredients when they can things, also the coatings that they line the inside of tin cans. The great preponderance today, I don't know about you, but when you go to the grocery these days, to find anything packaged in glass is almost an impossibility. Everything is in that real soft, floppy plastic. You know, and that stuff is loaded up with chemicals that, you know, give infantile penises to boys and breasts on boys, too. So I don't know. They didn't mention boys in their study, but they were certainly looking at the girls. And let's jump into the last article here. I want to talk briefly about Ted Stevens. Having been raised up in Alaska, I've known of Ted Stevens all my life. He's always been in politics, it's almost a synonym for Alaskans, Ted Stevens and others. But here's an article off of Bloomberg this morning. Alaska's Senate champion for 40 years dies at 86. I'd say he might have wanted to get out of politics a little early. 40 years in Senate, Ted, come on, please. Dies at 86. Well, a lot of people die at 86. But Ted Stevens, the U.S. senator who secured Alaska a large slice of the federal pie. How'd you like to be remembered for that? You could just call him Pork Pie Stevens. Well, anyway, Ted Stevens, the U.S. senator who secured Alaska a large slice of the federal pie through throughout a 40-year career, cut short by a conviction, later overturned for violating government ethics laws, has died in the crash of a small plane in his home state. He was 86. Stevens was among nine people aboard a plane that crashed last night in Alaska, the U.S. Coast Guard said. Four survived. Stevens survived a 1978 plane crash at the Anchorage International Airport that killed five people, including his wife, Ann. In his four decades in the Senate, Stevens never tried to smooth out his reputation for bare-knuckle politics. When preparing for a day of political combat, he would wear an incredible Hulk necktie. He used that power that came with seniority to fight for Alaska interests. Here's a quote. "Ted Stevens and I agreed on issues about once a century," said Democratic Representative Dave Obie of Wisconsin, quote, "but I always enjoyed and appreciated working with him because you always knew exactly where he stood." Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky said, "In the history of our country, no one man has done more for one state than Ted Stevens." Barry the Usurper said Stevens devoted his career to serving the people of Alaska and fighting for our men and women in uniform. Of course, you know, the president's writers would have to throw that in. Felony charges? A federal jury convicted Stevens on October the 27th, 2008, of seven felony charges of failing to report more than $250,000 in home renovations and other gifts from Veco Corporation and Alaska Oil Services Company, Bill Allen, the company's founder, and other friends. All right, so I guess he's like TurboTax Timmy. Had a little trouble reporting his income on the income tax square-out document. Allen, who had admitted to bribery and conspiracy charges, said he sometimes sought help from Stevens on matters important to Veco, his company. And then it goes on. Stevens blamed for misconduct by the federal prosecutors for his conviction. Attorney General Eric Holder, shortly after taking office in 2009, as part of Barry the Usurper's administration, also concluded that prosecutors had failed to turn over evidence that may have helped the defense. And it continues. So we see the end of a long-term senator. Tragic death, no doubt. No one wants to see that. But nevertheless... It's pretty hard to say that 40 years in office by one person is the right way to approach it. Let's find people who don't really want to serve in office, that'll maybe serve for one or two terms and then come home. Well, he's gone home. We'll be back right after these words from our sponsors.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, August the 11th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you live as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour of today's two-hour broadcast, covered a basket full of economic and political news. Interesting things that were up on the browser this morning. And certainly we don't find any relief coming out of the Federal Open Market Committee. We're going to have a continued recession, and the recession is deepening. The numbers just don't look good. Today, in the second hour of the broadcast, we're going to return to our discussion of an inquiry into step-by-step approach towards ecosystem-based management, coastal and marine spatial planning, and the executive order that was recently signed on July the 19th by Barack Obama, creating this idea of the stewardship of the ocean, our coasts, and the Great Lakes. Of course, we've been talking also about Hugo Grotius, the international law, and trying to get some ideas along that line. And so we're going to continue with that discussion. I want to go back into briefly Agenda 21, Chapter 17, so that we understand precisely what's happening here with all of this. Again, the chapter title, and this is Agenda 21, the Program of Action for Sustainable Development, which was the final recommendations report that came out of the Earth Summit that was held in Rio de Janeiro in 1992, okay? It's been coming on us and at us for a long time. Chapter 17 here, the title is lengthy. It's one of the longest chapters or titles in the entire 40 chapters of Agenda 21. But here's how it reads. Protection of the oceans, all kinds of seas, including enclosed and semi-enclosed seas and coastal areas, and the protection, rational use, and development of their living resources. Very, very revealing and lengthy title here. But as we proceed along, let's look into the marine environmental protection as Plan B, if you will, under the subhead of program areas for this implementation strategy. Here's the basis for the action. Now, these are action plans. This is goal setting and time management, where you look at all of the various parts and pieces of a question, just as we learned from our legal research. We ask the who, the where, the what, the whys, and then proceed forward. They give us a basis of action, and these are very revealing. The degradation of the marine environment can result from a wide range of sources. Land-based sources contribute 70% of marine pollution, while maritime transport and dumping at sea activities contribute 10% each. So the focus, of course, here is going to be on land-based sources, which contribute, according to this Agenda 21 writer, 70% of the marine pollution. So it should not be any surprise when we look at the coastal and marine spatial planning system that really the focus is on what's happening on the land. What's happening on the water is a corollary. It's an accessory after the fact. Anything and everything that can be done on the land to reduce the 70% marine pollution will be part of this plan going forward. And unfortunately for all of those people, almost a majority of the people that live in the United States of America, they live along the coastlines all the way around from the northeast in Maine all the way down to Florida and off to the Caribbean, back through the Gulf, all the way up the Pacific coast, all around Alaska and in Hawaii. Those people are going to be impacted by this program. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with a look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known, with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so then we can understand that, we're all considered by these globalists, as one of our chatters just mentioned in the chat room, we're just all evil carbon creatures. Yes, we are evil carbon creatures. Evil. You have far too large of a carbon footprint. We're going to have to eliminate the number of footprints. You know, as they say, take nothing but pictures, leave behind nothing but footprints. Even the dinosaurs were polite enough to do that. But continuing, again, from Agenda 21, Chapter 17, Program Area B, the contaminants that pose the greatest threat to the marine environment are in variable order of importance, depending on differing national or regional situations, sewage, nutrients, synthetic organic compounds, sediment, litter and plastics, metals, radionuclides, oil hydrocarbons and polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, or PAHs. Now, in a previous broadcast, we went up and shared just briefly what each of those terms meant. You can find it in the archives, particularly the polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, hydrocarbons and the radionuclides. Put it up into Wiki. They'll give you a good answer. Many of the polluting substances originating from land-based sources are of particular concern to the marine environment, since they exhibit at the same time toxicity, persistence, and bioaccumulation in the food chain. There is currently no global scheme to address marine pollution from land-based sources, at least until the National Ocean Council was created by executive order. All right? So now 17.19, degradation of the marine environment can also result from a wide range of activities on land. Human settlements, land use, construction of coastal infrastructure, agriculture, forestry, urban development, tourism, and industry can affect the marine environment. Coastal erosion and siltation are of particular concern. Now, I hope you can understand why I felt compelled discussing this topic to invite Michael Kaufman on the broadcast with us to expound a little bit about his wildlands project mapping. For those of you that are unfamiliar with that, you can visit with Michael Kaufman's website and many other places, or just type into the browser on your internet-connected computer, Michael Kaufman, Wildlands Project Map, and you'll see his creation there. Based on the best available information at the time, you'll see that the real problem here is human beings. Humans and other animals, but primarily us, right? Humans. And so the idea of moving us away from the coastlines and moving people back up out and away from water and into what they call, Michael Shaw calls, you know, the Stack'em and Pack'em housing, smart growth, sustainable development, sustainable communities. This idea is long going, an ongoing program, and even the ICLEI program. These are all things that are coming to a town council near you, and they're being implemented in a variety of ways, not only through zoning, planning and zoning, but through the use of the International Code Council's building codes, which will redefine what would constitute a house or a structure that would meet these various and sundry codes, and not just in the United States, but in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement in Mexico someday, maybe in the 25th century, and in Canada for sure. And let's understand as well that this marine spatial planning system, this coastal and marine spatial planning, the National Ocean Council, includes in these nine regions the Great Lakes areas as well. So we're dealing with Canada and the United States simultaneously in the development of these plans. And again, the nature and the extent of the environmental impacts from offshore exploration and production activities generally account for a very small proportion of marine pollution, according to Agenda 21, Chapter 17.20. All right? And so we take a look at something like the oil cataster in the Gulf of Mexico, and these generally are considered to be very small sources of marine pollution in proportion to all things considered. Approximately, marine pollution is caused also by shipping and sea-based activities. Approximately 600,000 tons of oil enter the ocean each year as a result of normal shipping operations, accidents, and illegal discharges. With respect to offshore oil and gas activities, currently machinery space discharges are regulated internationally, and six regional conventions to control platform discharges have been under consideration. So even though we think, well, this is all about, you know, this is all about the environment, those environmental and developmental concerns laying in the background here, providing the financing, creating the thesis, antithesis, and synthesis, their operations, British Petroleum, Beyond Petroleum, their operations are not targets of this Agenda 21 program. We do have to look at the inclusion of shipping and transportation. It's going to be, in the future, less and less desirable to have shipping goods into the United States. Because after all, we're just useless eaters, right? Consumers. We no longer produce anything. And as the Bible teaches, if you don't work, you don't eat. And I think somebody out there would just as soon like to invoke that upon us. A precautionary, now this is important, a precautionary and anticipatory rather than a reactive approach is necessary to prevent the degradation of the marine environment. Now, once again, you would think, well, you know, the marine spatial planning put out by the United Nations, what's that got to do with Agenda 21? Boy, I'll tell you this, the final recommendations from the Interagency Ocean Council here and the National Ocean Council, why, there's not a single mention in any of their writings about the United Nations or the United Nations Program of Action, Agenda 21, Sustainable Development. No mention of it whatsoever. Why? No, you're mistaken. This is not the implementation strategy for Agenda 21. But then why is it that we find all of these other words right out of, taken right out of, cut, copy, and paste, right out of Chapter 17 of Agenda 21 in all of these reports, including the precautionary approach? I'll say it again, a precautionary and anticipatory rather than a reactive approach is necessary to prevent the degradation of the marine environment. This requires, inter alia, which is Latin, it's the only Latin phrase that is used, and it's used repeatedly like salt and pepper throughout all of Agenda 21. Inter alia means, in English, among others. Well, we'll have to find out more about that after this.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Live free and be prepared. cPanel.com brings you the new patent-pending SunFlow RXL, your 4-in-1 solar hot water heater and water distillation system. Connect to your garden hose, place in a sunny spot. SunFlow RXL solar distills bottle-quality water from undrinkable tap water. Remove fluoride and contaminants that pass through ordinary filters. Solar heat water for cooking, cleaning, and showering. Save hundreds on your utility bills. In case of emergency or disaster, you'll have 20 gallons of fresh water which can't drain into empty city water lines. If things get worse, pour ocean or contaminated water into the unit and make up to 10 bottles per day of delicious solar distilled water with no filters to clog. The SunFlow RXL sets up in seconds and fits in mini bug-out bags, perfect for off-grid and camping. Includes several feet of tubing to reach your kitchen. Please visit cPanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com. Systems start at $99. Enter Oracle into the coupon box for a free stainless steel card knife. cPanel.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so, returning once again and taking a look at the continuation of this particular segment or section of Agenda 21, the book, by the way, which I would encourage you all to add to your libraries. We see in 1721, again, a precautionary and anticipatory rather than a reactive approach is necessary to prevent the degradation of the marine environment, and this requires, inter alia, the adoption of precautionary measures, environmental impact assessments, clean production techniques, recycling, waste audits and minimization, construction and or improvement of sewage treatment facilities, quality management criteria for the proper handling of hazardous substances, and a comprehensive approach to damaging impacts from air, land, and water. Any management framework must include the improvement of coastal human settlements and the integrated management and the development of coastal areas. I hope you're listening. What we're talking about is developing a new layer of regional governance between the international community and your community, many layers deep. A new comprehensive and integrated approach to coastal and marine spatial planning. Now, if you're to go up on the Interagency Ocean Policy Task Force website and go to the public meetings segment, and that's at www.whitehouse.gov, and then just type into the search bar there, Interagency Ocean Policy Task Force. You'll start into a lot of it. You'll tap into the mother load there, if you will, of what is coming on us and at us in the weeks and months ahead. But you'll see under the public meetings that there was an Alaska regional meeting, a West Coast regional meeting, an East Coast regional meeting, Pacific Islands regional meeting, a Gulf Coast regional meeting, and a Great Lakes regional meeting. Some of these, there are videos, not all of them, and I wonder why not. I haven't gotten any response back from Nancy Sully, the chair, as to why videos are not available for each of the meetings. And why the videos for some are incomplete. I don't know what censorship is going on here or what trouble they might have been having with their audiovisual staff. But if you look at those meetings, you'll find that most of the people that turned out are the bugs and bunny groups, all the special interest groups, the academia, and the elected and non-elected boards, councils, and others. Okay, those are the people who turned out and became vocal local. Basically, like so many little birdies sitting up on the wire in the morning sunshine, begging to be fed by their parents. And the parents here will be federal grants and aid. So let us know that and be aware of it. But again, this precautionary and anticipatory approach is important as we study these documents. All right? And it just can't be overstated. Now, back to the other document, and we're going to have to leave off in Agenda 21. This is a lengthy chapter. It would take days just to read it all, and I don't need to do that. If you buy the book, you'll have it for yourself. It's also available for PDF download. Some of our chatters have been able to readily find it. Perhaps you could, too. Or you can just contact the United Nations Publications Department and get a copy of Agenda 21 for yourself. But here we're going to continue something we started yesterday, a sidebar, a box of implementation strategies. All right? And here we continue. It says a time frame for adaption. Marine spatial planning is not a one-time effort. Ideally, marine spatial planning is conducted in a continuous manner and applied repeatedly over time. So don't expect it to go away anytime soon, certainly not in your lifetime or mine. During the marine spatial planning process, plans can be adapted to changing circumstances. So if you think that the rules for development and the rules for living in any of the coastal and marine areas, any of our use for the oceans and things like that, if you think that we're going to have any fixed rules and that the government or governance is going to play by the rules for any length of time, guess again. They've been changing the rules on investment, the IRS rules and regulations. Our property investment rules have been changed. All the rules keep changing. In January, they're going to change the IRS rules again. They're changing all the time. They're always trying to keep us impoverished, broke, and guessing. The best way to make sure that MSP is adapted over time is to provide a time frame in the legislation for doing so. All right. Now, we're talking about legislation. We spoke about that yesterday, the need for this new legislation coming on us and at us. We'll see more of that. It'll be beyond cap-and-trade legislation. It'll be much deeper than that. And it's going to be legislation in your states as well. And it'll be legislation in your counties and legislation in your towns, your municipalities, your cities. The Netherlands, for example, scheduled a 5-year time frame for the adaptation of its Integrated Management Plan for the North Sea 2015. That's the title of their plan. Integrated Management Plan for the North Sea 2015, the Netherlands. You could probably browse that up and get a PDF file of that to look at for yourself. All right, but they're using 5-year plans. Sound vaguely, does it sound vaguely familiar? We've spoken in the past about the Gauss plan in the Soviet Union, Joseph Stalin's, their 5-year plans, their 10-year plans, their 25-year plans. And, of course, we had Mikhail Gorbachev come over to the Presidio in California, in San Francisco, and started to develop his idea for the Green Cross and Green Cross International. And they brought on us and at us all of these comprehensive planning and the planning and zoning that went with it, and their 5-year plans. And so we find it right here in marine spatial planning as well, and we should expect to see it there. Provisions for the MSP financing. As you go through Agenda 21, everywhere and always, they always have the means of implementation as one of the parts of their section in every one of these 40 chapters, and it says financing and cost evaluation. Here's what they say in Chapter 17, of Agenda 21 about financing and cost evaluation. The conference secretariat, that would be the United Nations, that's not a place where you can sit. It's not a place where I can sit or access either. But the conference secretariat, this is back in 1992, estimated the average total cost from 1993 to the year 2000 of implementing the activities of this program to be about $200 million from the international community on grant or concessional terms, on grant or concessional terms. Well, you say, oh, my goodness, globally $200 million is a drop in the bucket. Yes, it is. And be very aware of that. But listen to the rest of the words. These are indicative and order of magnitude estimates only and have not been reviewed by governments. Actual costs and financial terms, including any that are non-concessional, will depend upon, inter alia, the specific strategies and programs governments decide upon for implementation. So you can forget that number unless or except you take every one of these various chapters and all of these various sub-programs and you add them up, and what you come up with is a chart that I've created that gives you the proportional balance of financial importance that each of these various program areas have. And in the greater scheme of things, getting started with marine spatial planning and the implementation is a relatively low order task. Why? Because the federal government is not going to have to finance or underwrite this so heavily. This is going to be pushed off onto the states, and from the states to the counties, from the counties to the regions, and from the regions to the cities. And ultimately, you're going to wind up paying for it. Count on it. We'll be right back.
To the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Recently published long-term studies have added to concerns that cell phone radiation may be linked to various human health effects. Mobile phone radiation heats the side of the head and thermoelectrically interacts with the brain. Bluetooth devices and unshielded headsets convert the user's head into an effective, potentially self-harming antenna. Pong is the first scientifically proven radiation form-fitting case that protects your iPhone and latest BlackBerry models from the rigors of heavy-duty use. Pong uses a patent physics-based solution to redirect the flow of this energy. Pong also reduces intense EFI hotspot radiation by over 85%. Pong's special silicone formula guarantees that your phone maintains full signal strength and battery life. Pong is certified by FCC accredited test agencies to reduce cell phone radiation using the SAR analysis method. To get yours today, go to the oraclebroadcasting.com website and click on the banner in the center of the page that says Reduce Radiation Now.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to oraclebroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we can see then that the financing of all of these plans and great grandiose schemes is going to fall right back where you would expect to find it, on we the people. And if it is a cost burden that is placed upon, let's say, Anadarko or BP or ExxonMobil or anybody else for any of the developments that they have out in the sea, the offshore leasing and whatnot, as we've seen in the past through Ken Salazar's Minerals and Management Service, they are number two in fundraising only to the Internal Revenue Service. And so those funds will come in, and they benefit who? They benefit the corporation known as USA the government of the United States, all caps and all of that. It's corporate lingo. It's corporate language. It benefits the corporation. It doesn't benefit you. It doesn't benefit me or any of the several states. All right. So we can basically just look at that and set it aside for a moment and go right back to the text here off of the UNESCO IOC Marine Spatial Planning website, where we find in this this text box, once again, as soon as I can get something off of my page here that just seems to have caused me some grief. Let's see if we can click on that. And I'll come back to it. Well, I'll have to just punt. Having some browser trouble. We're also having trouble, folks, with the call-in board. So if you're trying to call into the radio network here at 866-841-1065, I'm unable to get that to open up for us. So that's a problem, and I recognize that problem. Let's go back to this other document. It's unfortunate that I'm having some things happening. Now, that got it. That cleared it up. Okay, back. Here we are. Provisions for the Marine Spatial Planning Financing. Marine spatial planning cannot be successful if at least some funds are made available for doing it, including financial resources in the marine spatial planning legislation can make sure the process is not jeopardized from the beginning because of a lack of funds. And it continues, the state of Massachusetts in the United States of America, again, I'm reading off of the United Nations website, for example, has established a dedicated fund, and here's the title, the Oceans, Resources, and Waterways Trust Fund, close quote, in its Oceans Act to provide the necessary financing for developing and implementing marine spatial planning. Step two of this guide provides an overview of possible ways to raise funds for developing the MSP, some of which could be made mandatory by incorporating them into legislation. Now, at a time when the United States is crippled financially, Benjamin Shalom Bernanke has all out of silver bullets. They don't know what to do. They have no answers. It's all just creating more money out of thin air and throwing it into existence, expanding their balance sheet, creating budget deficits, you know, unparalleled. Are we really in a place and a time where we need to bring on another debt burden, such as may be caused by this marine spatial planning? I think not. I don't know whether or not Barry the Usurper would have been able to get this passed any way other than by executive fiat. Very likely, it would go the same way as it's gone in the past. Accession to the Law of the Sea Treaty has not been particularly popular. Most people in the United States would just assume that we stay out of it. But, you know, this is kind of where we're heading in all of this. Let's see if I can pick this one up. Not that one. How about this one? And not that one. I'm trying to jump around. I want to find something in particular. If I can't find it readily, I'm going to quit drawing. There's so much involved here on my browser in regards to it. Here we go. This is the place I wanted to go. Let's turn over this morning to the actual document, the Law of the Sea, Article 56, and let's talk about some of the things that are in this convention on the laws of the sea. We started a little bit yesterday into an understanding of getting a bit of an understanding of just who is Hugo Grotius and the idea of the free sea back in 1610. Well, this is 400 years later. Article 56 begins on this wise: rights, jurisdiction, and duties of the coastal state in the exclusive economic zone. Now, if you remember from the previous broadcast, from the high water line along the shores, outward in the continental shelf, 200 miles is created this exclusive economic zone. And it's taken directly out of the Law of the Sea Convention. All right? It's not something that was dreamed up by the Interagency Ocean Council. They never mentioned the United Nations, but what we're doing is we're giving accession to, or we're implementing, the Law of the Sea Treaty, doing an end run around Congress. In the exclusive economic zone, the coastal state, capital S here, has a sovereign rights for the purpose of exploring and exploiting, conserving and managing the natural resources, whether living or non-living, of the waters superadjacent to the seabed and of the seabed and its subsoil, and with regard to other activities for the economic exploitation and exploration of the zone, such as the production of energy from the water, currents, and winds. Very interesting. That's Article 56A, or excuse me, 56.1A, right out of the convention. All right? And so with that, we can understand that in this 200-mile coastal region, we would have the authority, if you will, by this convention to explore and exploit all, and conserve and manage all of the natural resources. And in part, it really flies in the face of some of the material that is customary international law, especially as developed by Hugo Grotius so very long ago, right? And after the next break, I'll see if I can whip this text open. Well, let's see if we can find it. Well, I'll find it during the next break. So let's continue. Same section, Article 56.1b. Jurisdiction, as provided for in the relevant provisions of this convention with regard to the establishment and the use of artificial islands, installations, and structures. It's the jurisdiction as provided for in the relevant provisions for the establishment and the use of artificial islands, installations, and structures. And so this is where you have aquaculture, for instance. This is where you can have dredging and filling, for instance. This is where you can come in and build a series of wind turbines, or you could come in and build a tide-powered electrical generation plant, and so on and so forth. The establishment and the use of artificial islands, installations, and structures. Two, marine scientific research to a distance out to 200 miles. Three, the protection and the preservation of the marine environment. And so the United States then perhaps would have, in this exclusive economic zone, the right, much the same way that the Israelis exercise, to board fishing vessels that come into our exclusive economic zone, unauthorized, and seize all of the fish in their holds and that sort of thing, and impress all of the sailors off of their vessels and put them in our merchant marine as indentured servants. Other rights and duties provided for in the convention. Two, in exercising its rights and performing its duties under this convention in the exclusive economic zone, the coastal state shall have due regard to the rights and duties of other states and shall act in a manner compatible with the provisions of this convention. And three, the rights set out in this article with respect to the seabed and the subsoil shall be exercised in accordance with Part 6. And so you have to go back and forth throughout this convention and try and come to understanding of all of the various parts and pieces. Now here's Article 57. The breadth of the exclusive economic zone. The exclusive economic zone shall not extend beyond 200 nautical miles from the baselines from which the breadth of the territorial sea is measured. That would be the high water line. So this is quite a region. And this is why I said earlier that when you go around the coastlines and you add to the width and of the United States in that fashion, all the way around the coast, all the way up the Pacific coast, all the way around Alaska and Hawaiian Islands, you have effectively doubled the landmass that's under the jurisdiction of the federal government. And I'm not talking about the federal compact, the Constitution. I'm talking about the federal government, the corporation in Washington, the District of Criminals. Article 58, rights and duties of other states in the exclusive economic zone. In the exclusive economic, you get the idea, folks, that we're no longer a sovereign nation. We're no longer independent of things that we do. Now we're coming into this global GIS, GPS, global governance system, and we're just another cog in their blessed wheel.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowder. Weeknights, 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
By necessity, due to the vast number of documents that we're running here and simultaneously trying to wrap our minds around what has transpired in the last month or so, I'm going to turn back again to Hugo Grotius through the section here, the title, To the Princes and the Free States of the Christian World. Now remember, Hugo Grotius, writing as a very young man, was writing anonymously in this little track because he was fearful for his life. In those days, you didn't buck the Catholic Church with impunity or any of the other nobility, the black nobility of Europe. Anyway, so this is how he goes on here. It is no less ancient than a pestilent error wherewith many men persuade themselves or go about to persuade. The right and the wrong are distinguished not according to their own nature, but by a certain vain opinion and custom of men. These men therefore think that both laws and shows of equity, remember the three E's of sustainable development, environment, economy, and equity, and that shows of equity were invented for this purpose, that their dissension and tumults might be restrained, who are born in the condition of obeying. You and I are born in the condition of obeying, correct? But unto such as are placed in the height of fortune, they say that all right is to be measured by the will, and the will by profits. Remember what Wayne Madsen said in this new economic disorder profit good, loss bad. And it's all the will, not thy will be done, but my will be done. And it is not so great a wonder that this absurd opinion, and altogether contrary to nature, hath procured unto itself some little authority, seeing to that common disease of mankind, the craft and subtlety of flatterers is added, whereunto all power is subject, and dropping down, and to this house or city, built by him that great prince, and householder had certain laws of his, not in brass or tables, but in the minds and senses of everyone, where they shall offer themselves to be read of the unwilling and such as refuse. By these laws, both high and low are bound. Now we're talking about the laws of nature and nature's God, as Sir Edward Coke, the great jurisprudent of England, speaking to the face of King James of the King James Bible, said along these lines, that the laws of nature and nature's God are written on the hearts and minds of men as if by the very finger of God. And back into this again, by these laws, this is how Hugo Grotius styles it, both high and low are bound. It is no more lawful for kings to transgress these than for common people to impugn the decrees of senators to resist the edicts of presidents and viceroys, the laws and statutes of their kings. For those very laws of people and all cities flowed from that fountain, thence they received their sanctimony and majesty. Very powerful statement. His belief, vast belief, in the laws of nature and nature's God. These things are litigious between the Spaniards and us, whether the huge and vast sea be the addition of one kingdom. Here we have the exclusive economic zone out 200 miles. And that not the greatest, whether it be lawful for any people to forbid people that are willing neither to sell, buy, nor change, nor yet to come together, and whether any man could ever give that which was never his, or find that which was another's before, or whether the manifest injury of long time gave any right. And we can just continue on and on, drop down a little further. We move no doubtful or untangled question, not of doubtful principles in religion, which seem to have so much obscurity, which being so long disputed with so stout courage, have almost left this for certain amongst the wise men, that truth is never less found than when consent is compelled. Voluntary compliance. You will comply. That law by whose prescript form we are to judge is not hard to be found out, being the same with all and easy to be understood, which being bred with everyone is engrafted in the minds of all. As much 100 years in advance of what Sir Edward Coke was saying. Excuse me, I'd be wrong there. Simultaneous. 1611, the King James Bible, Sir Edward Coke, and 1610, Hugo Grotius, simultaneous. This is the mind of the time. For it hath his original from nature, which is an indifferent and an equal parent to all, bountiful towards all, whose royal authority extendeth itself over those who rule the nations and is most sacred amongst them who have profited most in piety. So in other words, we get down to things like this, document here, the Law of the Sea Convention, where we start to expand boundaries, giving to states, let's say, that which was never theirs to be to hold nor theirs to give, coming together under this new universal or Catholic system of government, let's say divvying up the oceans and apportioning things off in ways never before acceptable. All things are beginning anew in this generation. I could go on and will and other days. But this is important, all right? It's very important to me. I hope it's important to you. There's a lot that we can learn by studying through these documents and trying to figure out, number one, where is the good in what is being proposed? Where is the evil? Could it be approached in a different way? Must it be done with the jackboot upon our throats? for all of the thousands of years that man has lived in harmony with the sea, what's gone wrong in the last 40 or 50 years that we need to bring this sort of stuff down on us and at us? At what point do we cease being ruled by corporations and resume being all, to be ruled by man? Those people that are unwilling to be ruled by God must inevitably be ruled by man. At what point do we cross the line? At what point do we go into that box canyon from which there's no escape? Let's continue a little bit longer here in this convention of the laws of the sea. Once again, in the exclusive economic zone, all states, whether coastal or landlocked, enjoy, subject to the relevant provisions of this convention, the freedoms referred to in Article 7. Now, if you haven't ever looked at the Declaration of Human Rights from the United Nations, I would recommend that you do that, because you will find that even though it's ebullient and overflowing with goodness, everything that the United Nations gives with the left hand, it takes back in the final right. It takes it all back away. As soon as you're not walking in harmony with the United Nations, you lose all those rights. See, the great difference between the Declaration that we have and our Bill of Rights and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights is that in the Declaration, all men are created by their Creator and endowed with certain unalienable, unremovable, inseparable rights. Whereas in the new model, all rights flow from government and governance and from the United Nations, and such rights as are coming from the state can be taxed and licensed, turned into privileges, rescinded, revoked, etc. Articles 88 to 115 and other pertinent rules of international law apply to the exclusive economic zone insofar as they are not incompatible with this part. You give with one hand, you take back another. In exercising their rights and performing their duties under this convention, every right has a corresponding duty. You sign on to this convention, you get a new bundle of rights that come with a new bundle of duties. States shall have due regard to the rights and the duties of the coastal state and shall comply with the laws and regulations adopted by the coastal state in accordance with the provisions of this convention and other rules of international law insofar as they are not incompatible with this part. This is the world of litigious rule, the law merchant, the admiralty law, lex mercatoria, juris civilis, Roman law, Roman civil law. In cases where this convention does not attribute rights or jurisdiction to the coastal state or to other states within the exclusive economic zone, a conflict arises between the interests of the coastal state and any other state. The conflict should be resolved on the basis of equity. Remember the three E's of sustainable development: economy, environment, and equity. What is equity? Equity, largely, as Hal Anthony, the host of Behind the Woodshed, equity is simply without law, operating without law. Well, they're outlaws, and we need to be aware of it. I'll be back again tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at PowerOfThePurseMovie.com. Again, that's PowerOfThePurseMovie.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.